Protect Your Groundwater Day. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, they say we often don't appreciate something till it's gone. That's certainly the case with clean water. Cliff Trahans of the National Groundwater Association talks to the American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller about how to protect this valuable resource.
Everyone can do their part to protect groundwater, which is the largest source of fresh drinking water in the nation and the world. But why should you? Just ask Cliff Trahans of the National Groundwater Association, which is promoting Protect Your Groundwater Day on September 10th.
I think Benjamin Franklin said, "We know the value of water when the well runs dry." Well, that's playing out in many parts of the country where the water table has dropped below the level of somebody's private well. But using water wisely makes sense all the time, not just when you're in a water-scarce situation.
Trahans says the event has two goals, to encourage people to conserve water and to protect it from contamination.
Badly polluted groundwater costs more to treat, and so public water systems are spending more money treating water that's badly polluted. So when your taxpayer dollars are actually going toward treating that water, why would you waste it? You're just taking money out of your own pocket.
Trahans says there are simple things everyone can do to prevent contamination, like properly storing, using, and disposing of hazardous household waste, from cleaning products to paint to lawn fertilizer.
If you throw these things in the trash, it increases the chances they could actually get into the groundwater. On the conservation side, I think it's real simple. Water is a valuable resource. Use it wisely. Don't waste it.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Well, here in Tennessee, we've been extremely fortunate to have plenty of rainfall this year to help replenish the vast amount of water that's beneath our state. Our farmers are continuing to rely on those resources to water their crops, but also continuing to look at ways of better conservation. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.